Welcome to the Ambitious Introvert podcast, created especially for introverts, empaths, and highly sensitive entrepreneurs to help you build, grow, and scale a successful, sustainable business. I'm your host, Emma Louise Parks, business and mindset coach for ambitious introverts. After 17 years working as an air traffic controller, the ultimate fast-paced, high-stimulus, extrovert-friendly role, my mission now is to show introverts that they too can create big results and success because of who they are, not in spite of it. I focus on introvert-friendly business and marketing strategy to help you switch overwhelm for clarity, confidence, and clients. Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Ambitious Introvert Podcast. I'm Emma Louise, and today we are literally looking at visibility from another angle. I'm forever bringing guests on to talk about mindset, to talk about marketing, to talk about your brand, to talk about your content. But it's really rare that I actually bring anyone on to talk about you. But today we have that, and I think this is going to be amazing. So I'm going to hand over to my guest to introduce herself. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited for you to be here. Tell my audience who you are and what you do.
Yes, of course. I'm excited to be here as well. Thank you. My name is Jamie Morocco. I am founder of the Dream Body, Dream Life program. I work with women all over the world and help them reach, you know, the body of their dreams while still eating their favorite foods like chocolate and wine. And more importantly, I teach them how to not only get there, but stay there for life. So
you had me at chocolate. And and you know, we were just discussing before we hit record, like, you know, I talk about coaching being quite an unregulated industry and some of the bad advice that you see going around there and some of the questionable certifications, and obviously health coaching and nutrition is exactly the same. Yeah. So what was your background? How did you come into this industry?
Yeah, totally. So I'm not somebody who's been like fit her whole life. I grew up, I was overweight for most of my life. I had health problems. Interestingly enough, I did not come from like an obese family. Like my parents are very, you know, lean and, you know, ate pretty healthy, but for some reason, like I didn't get those genetics, I guess. Must have skipped a generation. So I had struggled with feeling insecure, which led me to become very much an introvert, right? In different parts of my life. And, you know, I always tried different diets. I tried different things and nothing really worked. And then one day, you know, my parents dropped me off at college and I realized I was on my own. And I really wanted to create a deeper sense of self-confidence for myself because I know my lack of confidence really held me back. So I started going to the gym, eating healthier. And over the course of like a year and a half, 2 years, I lost over 50 pounds. And it literally changed my whole life because I had a sense of self-confidence that I never had. So after college, I became personal trainer. I worked my way up at a studio. I was like head of managing the studio. I was teaching classes. I loved it. But I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I went to school for entrepreneurship, actually. So I decided to leave the studio, went back to school for my MBA in entrepreneurship, and then still wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And I ended up getting kind of launched out in the world of Silicon Valley. So I did the whole startup thing for a while. But well, what kind of went along with that is I started to build an online fitness business because I knew like I was missing like fitness. I was coaching friends on the side here and there. I was, you know, just giving people advice, writing programs, and I wanted to actually make it legit. So I started my online fitness and weight loss business in 2015. And then after a few layoffs and the world of Silicon Valley, the tumultuous world of it, I decided to just go all in on my business. So I've been full-time since 2016. And that's kind of how I got to where I am. In terms of other background, I, you know, went to school for I got certified in, it's called the National Academy of Sports Medicine here in the States. So certified personal trainer, certified precision nutrition coach. I know you and I kind of talked about that. We both have that certification. And then I have a few other holistic nutrition certifications as well. So
that just goes to show the fascinating world of social media, which, you know,
I do have a love-hate relationship with, as I openly discuss, but anyone landing on my profile today would just look at my Instagram grid, see, you know, I've got beautiful pictures that are taken by a professional photographer and I look really at ease and I'm smiling, and they think, oh, it's okay for her to show up. You know, that's super easy for her to be talking about visibility. And I always remind people of my backstory. And I guess it's the same for you. If someone lands on your account, they're going to go, oh, well, she's just like really healthy and beautiful and fit. And, you know, that's okay for her to be telling me to do this. But what we don't see is everything that goes in to getting us where we are right now to be able to help people, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that because I've walked that walk, I'm able to relate to people better. And I'm sure you probably feel the same. It's like, no, I wasn't always somebody who was fit and had this lifestyle of eating healthy and knowing how to maintain my weight. So, you know, it just makes me appreciate other people's journeys and be able to relate to them that much more.
And the difference in confidence that you said you gained over that kind of 18 months, 2 years, was that literally life-changing?
My entire life. And I'm going to be honest, like, I think the weight is all about association, right? Because there are people out there who by societal standards are obese and they have rockin' confidence and they're just showing up as their full expression. But for a lot of women, that's just not the case unless we feel like we feel good in our body, unless we've kind of, you know, achieved a certain whatever, aesthetic, size, whatever. And for me, I felt such an incongruency with like what I knew felt good body-wise in my heart, and the outward appearance wasn't there for me. So it was like this sense of incongruency, which I feel led to lack of self-confidence. And that lack of self-confidence, I mean, when I tell you, like, I was attracting horrible relationships, friendships, boyfriends. I was a C student at best in high school. I was just didn't care. I was like, it doesn't matter because I'm not going to amount to anything. Like that's the thought process that I had. And when I started creating that congruency with what was in my heart and the way that I was taking care of my body, I literally went from like a C student just barely getting into the college that I did to a straight A student who graduated one of the top in entrepreneurship. Like, it had everything to do with like my level of self-confidence and what I believed I was like worthy of. And it truly for me did start with that health and fitness journey, because I started feeling worthy of actually taking care of myself and honoring this goal that I had to get to a different like body weight. So.
And something that I've seen in my own life with personal development and in my clients as well, and I know that you're going to have seen the same, is when you make changes in one area of your life, it ripples out to everything else. And of course, you know, it's, if you want to go the law of attraction way, it's the vibration that you're putting out. But I think it is confidence. If you have the confidence to realize that you have control over what you eat and you have control over how you exercise, then you start to go, well, I also have control over these relationships then, or over my grades or over my friendships, right?
100%. And that's why we call our program Dream Body, Dream Life, because it feels so much bigger than that. Because when a client goes through our program and they embody the process, they attract new relationships, they attract a promotion, you know, they might have a confidence to start a business. So it's amazing what happens. And I agree with you, I'm very into the energetic. So you're literally vibrating at a different frequency. So of course, these other things are going to be attracted to you. But even more in a physical sense, if you think about it, imagine if, let's say, you're being interviewed for a promotion and in the back of your mind, all you can think about is how fat you feel in your clothes. That's all you can think about. You're not going to be able to exude confidence because your brain is like somewhere else, versus if you feel good, you're in a place where you can fully focus and be present and let your true self shine through. So I do believe like there's a metaphysical piece, but also like a very tangible piece to what happens when we start to feel better about our body and our health and showing up for ourselves in a way that feels like aligned with what we really want.
There's part of it for me where I've never been a terrible eater. I've always had a sweet tooth. And I got overweight because I was intolerant to dairy and my body was just basically inflamed and I just couldn't shift the weight. But generally, you know, I will eat fairly well. And then when I switched to paleo, like everything changed. I literally woke up one morning and I was like, whoa, colors are brighter. Like my eyesight's brighter, my hearing's better, all of this stuff. And now I probably stick to it like 80% of the time. And the times that I don't have to be really, really worth it. And I'll tell you why. When I put, I'm going to say junk food into my body, my energy just, I feel such a difference. physically and mentally and emotionally my entire energy. So yeah, absolutely. If I'm going to a super fancy restaurant and, you know, there's wine and there's cake and yeah, I'm eating it all, I know I'm going to feel crap for 2 days. If someone offers me, I don't know, candy from the store, I'm like, no, because I just know now that I'm going to vibrate at that different level.
Yeah. And I call that like making an empowered decision too, right? Like sometimes it's worth it and sometimes it's not, but either way you're making a choice versus like out of fear, like, oh, I shouldn't do that because if I do, all these bad things will happen. Instead, you're like, okay, can I deal with the bloating for a little bit? Okay. It's probably worth it to have this meal at this restaurant. So.
Yeah. Is it worth it? Like in the nice Michelin star restaurant or something when I'm yes. on holiday, I'm like, yeah, is it yeah. worth it for, you know, crappy candy from the store? No, totally not worth it. So we discussed a little bit before we hit record about where we do really hold ourselves back sometimes because of how we look or how we feel that we look. And definitely in business, there is this mindset of once I have X, then I'll do Y. You know, so, oh, once I feel more confident, then I'll get on video and then I'll get clients. And it's like, well, actually, you want to get clients to get confident. And to do that, you need to get on video. It's like this weird triangulation piece. How does that transpose over with your health?
Yeah, totally. So it's the same thing. I see people hold themselves back with their weight all the time. They'll say things like, oh, I'll go on that luxury vacation when I lose 20 pounds, or as soon as I lose the weight, then I'll find, you know, the man of my dreams, or as soon as I lose the weight, I'll start that business or whatever. And in my opinion, sometimes we use that as almost like a crutch and like a way we self-sabotage, right? Because it's like this feeling of like, I can't have the thing until I achieve this, but I'm not going to achieve this because a lot of times people don't even feel worthy of achieving the thing. So like the weight is almost just like this little ancillary piece that we're using as a crutch. And I know because I used to do it all the time. Like as soon as I lose the weight, then I'll wear the closet full of clothes that I have, right? As soon as I do this, then this. But I think this is an Abraham Hicks quote, but it's something like a lot of people think it's like, I have to see it to believe it. And it's really, I have to believe it so I can see it. And I really think that that's true because the more that you believe that you're unworthy of starting the business or showing up online or like doing the photo shoot, like that's all you're going to get back. So the key is to realize that either way, we're going to feel afraid, right? Either way, we're going to feel afraid. And I can't remember who said this, but I heard this online the other day. I'm like, that's really good. She said something like, you have a choice with the fear. You can either sit with it or you can walk with it. So what you really have to do is just walk with it because it's going to be there either way. Like you can't just wake up and decide one day, like tomorrow I'm going to start to feel worthy. I'm going to start to feel worthy of starting the business. I'm going to start to feel worthy of the photo shoot. Like it's not going to happen overnight. So in my opinion, like the key is just to recognize that you're not going to feel confident. You're going to feel afraid, but you can still move with the fear versus like just sit with it and stay stuck.
I really hope you are loving this episode. I hope you are getting so much value from it that you can apply to your life and your business. And if you are, imagine what it would be like to work with me one-on-one. Over the last 14 years, I have spent thousands of hours coaching over 100 individuals, and there is nothing that I would love more than for you to be the next one. Yes, I get client results like people hitting six figures in their business, six-figure launches, group programs, leaving their 9-to-5, and that's great. But the results that I'm most proud of are actually the transformation and personal growth that they achieve during our 6 months together, which is priceless. If you are ready to turn your ambition into true success, then head to the show notes, fill out the application form, and let's get on a call and see how we can skyrocket your life and your business together. And it's such an important reminder because I always say to people, like that fear as well, it's so close to excitement. And if you feel a little bit afraid, it's that, oh, I'm actually a little bit excited, which probably means you're about to do something amazing. If you can just take that first step outside of your comfort zone. So many of the guests I've had on here that are, you know, super successful like yourself, you know, multi six figure business owners, they will openly admit like they were terrified the first time they went live, or, you know, they didn't want to post their first blog post or whatever it was, or they got trolled for something. But they knew once they'd done it that the second time would be a little bit easier and then a little bit easier. And then by the time they've done it like 100 times, it's just normal. You don't even think about it.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, like, any time that you, let's just call it like it is, if you do desire to have a business and to grow a business, you're going to have to be strong enough or work on being strong enough to deal with the duality that comes with it. So with more money comes more responsibility, with more fame comes more, you know, potential for trolling. Like, I don't want to say that those are always like, it's, oh, it always means just because you're going to be, you know, more famous that you will definitely have more. It's not like that. It's more just like, you want to know, and you want to build yourself up to be strong enough to handle it. That's kind of the key that I found, because I think that, again, like, people hold themselves back in such a way that it's like, well, I'm too scared to do it, so I won't. And it needs to be like, I am scared to do it, and I still will do it. Like, I can be scared and still do it anyways. I actually have that quote written down on my laptop because I still get scared. Like, I still feel sometimes imposter syndrome. Sometimes I feel scared. Sometimes I say, well, what if my business were to disappear tomorrow? Like, I'm human. Sometimes I have those thoughts. The difference is I don't let them occupy that much real estate in my mind, and I'm allowed to have the thought and still act differently. Like, I'm not, just because I have that thought, I'm not accepting it as my truth. I'm like, okay, that's there. It's just a fear. I can still walk. I can still keep going.
It's like that another level, another devil. And I had a client for mindset work, and she had a hugely successful business, and she was estimating that she would hit 7 figures in her business that year. And she went all out on money mindset because she recognized, like, this is a big deal. And she could feel the old, like, stories and insecurities coming back that she felt around maybe making her first 10K month or her first 6-figure year or whatever. And she went all out, and she had RTT sessions. She had a day with me for mindset. She joined, like, money mindset, because she literally, like, got into this bubble of it, because she's like, I'm not going to let this become a thing. I've recognized that, yeah, it's another thing. And I think it's the same with our visibility. Like, as soon as you're opening up to more of an audience, or maybe you start a group program, or maybe you start doing bigger collaborations with people, you're always going to feel that fear.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's going to be there. It's just like, what are you going to do? Are you going to let it paralyze you, or are you going to move through it? So
totally. One of the things for me, like, I had my first photo shoot done way early, because I'm not a selfie type person. And I was like, I know I need to be showing my face. What am I going to do? And it's like, I'm going to go all out, and I'm going to get this photo shoot, and I'm going to get an amazing photographer that's going to put me at ease so that I know I feel comfortable with these pictures, you know, and do it. And now I don't even think about it, but it was so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable at the time. And, you know, the shoot, yeah, it was fun, but I still felt like, what am I doing? I'm paying money for someone to take pictures of me so that I can put them on the internet. Like, this is the most alien thing ever. And now I just, like, oh, I've got something to post. Okay, which picture should I use? That one?
Yeah.
Click, send, done.
Right. Perfect example of, like, moving with the fear, right? Just, like, walking through it. So that's awesome.
I definitely wasn't going to build the business that I wanted if I was hiding behind a black square.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that. So if someone comes along to work with you, what kind of treatment do they get? Do you work one-on-one? Do you do groups? Do you do online? What do they get?
Yeah, it depends on what the client needs. So all of our programs have one-to-one elements. Somebody can either work with someone on my team or work directly with me. And we take a very like holistic approach to fat loss. And I don't necessarily mean like the crunchy granola way. I mean more like in the total, like, mind, body, spirit way. So I really believe that whenever we put on unwanted weight, keyword being unwanted, there's an emotional element to it, meaning we're trying to suppress a fear or an emotion or something. And we turn to, in this case, food to kind of suppress that. So it's funny you say, like, another level, another devil. I call it, like, you're going to dragon slay. Like, as people go about their journey, and what we found is, like, every 5 to 10 pound increment comes with it something that comes up, right? It's like a limiting belief that somebody has. It's like something that they've held on to since they were a kid. Something is going to come up, and we have to be able to kind of just let it go and realize that our past doesn't dictate our future. So yes, we take care of kind of the more, you know, traditional things you would expect in a weight loss program, like the nutrition part, the workout piece. But I would say most of the program is mindset driven. And where we really shine, you know, in the programs, yes, with mindset and also with the fact that when a client goes through our whole end-to-end process, meaning that they've lost the weight, then we work with them on rebuilding their metabolism. And then we teach them how to intuitively eat like 2000 calories a day. Like, it's amazing. But we really know that when somebody goes through our entire end-to-end process, that it is the last fat loss program that they will ever need. Because I don't sit here and just like give meal plans to clients. I am teaching you how to eat for the rest of your life. And we're teaching our clients, we call it the 3% club, because 3%, only 3% of people who lose weight are going to keep it off. And I know what those secrets are, and I've bundled them up into a nice, beautiful program for people. So we give you, you know, those secrets and teach you, okay, like, how do you actually intuitively eat that much food a day, maintaining your weight loss results for the rest of your life? So that's kind of like what our special secret sauce is.
I love that it's majority mindset rather than, like you say, counting calories and crunching numbers. My favorite quote is by Derek Sivers. And it's, if more information was the answer, then we'd all be billionaires with perfect abs.
Exactly.
No one cannot Google a healthy eating plan or a workout plan or a business strategy. You know, we've got all of the information in the world at our fingertips. Yet we can't do it. We still need support because it's the mindset.
It totally is. It totally is. And like a perfect example of that would be like, imagine that somebody starts a weight loss program, but they have a limiting belief that I might be able to lose the weight, but will I ever be able to keep the weight off? They go into the kitchen and they eat 3 extra handfuls of popcorn because the limiting belief is I might be able to lose it, but I can't keep it off, right? So then that belief is dictating how they act. And they think that they're doing all the work. And then they're like, see, the weight loss isn't happening. Or maybe I lost a little bit, but I can't keep hold that. And it comes back on. So it is so mindset. It's like 99%. I said 90 before. It's like 99%.
I had a colleague when I was in corporate, and she lost a lot of weight. And she was very attractive. And she put weight back on because she didn't know how to deal with male attention.
Yep.
Like, she didn't consciously realize that at the time, but she felt so uncomfortable. She'd been overweight all through high school, college, you know, and most of her working life. So she'd always been this invisible person, you know, that was just happy to stand in the sidelines. And all of a sudden, people were really interested in her. And she felt so underconfident in herself because obviously it wasn't just about the weight, like you say. And she ended up putting it all back on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing, like, if you don't deal with that kind of, so weight loss, the reason why most people gain it back, there's 2 reasons. Number one, the plan isn't sustainable. So we see all the cleanses, like we were talking about, the ketos, the intermittent fasting, none of that's really sustainable for most people. And it's not necessary. So the sustainability piece is one thing, but even more importantly, it's the mindset work and limiting beliefs that we have, like your example with your former colleague, right? It's like, I see that happen all the time. Or I see it happen where somebody, you know, will lose 10 pounds, but the last time that they got down to that weight, they associated it with like really restrictive eating and feeling miserable. So then they gain it back. Like, it's all about, like, you know, what are you telling yourself, right, along your journey? And what are you telling yourself about what that weight loss means for you? So totally agree.
Well, I love that your message is all about sustainability in health and weight loss, as mine is all about the sustainability in business. Now, as an introvert yourself, tell me your heavenly idea of downtime. What's the perfect weekend for you?
I really, you know, it's so funny because I, in my former life, not my former life, my like court, when I used to work in Silicon Valley and stuff in college, I would call myself an extrovert, but looking back, I'm like, I was totally introverted. Like, you know, and now even more, my husband and I like don't really go out much. We like to like stay home and just hang out. So a perfect day. I do like to walk, you know, I like to work out. I like to shop, but I would either go with myself or my husband and my dog, like keep it, you know, just to us. And then I like love things like bubble baths and like watching movies, binging on Netflix series, like just hanging out on our couch, like with our dog is like literally everything. So
that would all be my lovely homely nourishing practices.
Yes. And we just got these amazing blankets. They're called Barefoot Dreams. Like every person needs them, especially if they're an introvert. They're like the softest blankets you will ever own.
I think I saw Lacey talking about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think she said in one of her posts that she'd got one. So before I let you go, I'd love to ask you, my audience of ambitious introverts love to read. And if you could recommend them one book that would help them on their journey in business at all, what would it be?
I always go back to Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza. It's so good because, and I just got the chills when I said the name, it's so good because we believe that we are the way we are and that's it. And that's all, we'll only be this certain identity. And the whole book is about how you can create a future of your dreams. You can be the person that you want to be. If you desire to be more extroverted, you can be if you want to, or if not, that's okay too. But it's all about like how you really have the power to create any destiny that you desire, and your past doesn't dictate your future. It only does if you believe it to be so. So that's a book. I mean, I believe in going deeper, you know, with books and with coaches, like you and I were talking about before, not going wider, but going deeper. So this is a book that I've read multiple times, you know, because every time you read it, it'll speak differently to you. But I mean, nobody does it better with this stuff than Dr. Joe, in my opinion. So that's definitely a must.
Dr. Joe has been a few guests' recommendation, and You Are the Placebo is one of my favorite books as well, which huge. I think was, yeah, mind opening for sure. So Jamie, thank you so much. I'm going to put all of your contact details in the show notes so that anyone can reach out to you. But for anyone listening now, where's the best place that they could find you online?
Yeah, Instagram is probably the best place. It's just at Jamie Morocco. I know I spell my name a little funky, but I'm sure it'll be in the show notes. So yeah, just send me a note on Instagram.
Perfect. Thank you so, so much for coming to chat with us today.
Thank you for having me. This was so great.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Ambitious Introvert Podcast with me, Emma Louise Parks. If you enjoy this show, please, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. As a thank you, one lucky reviewer each month will win a 60-minute one-on-one coaching session with me, where you'll get the clarity and confidence to attract your ideal clients. And if you know someone who could benefit from listening to the show, then please do share and help me reach as many fellow ambitious introverts as possible.